Rag.
Okay. And let's see. If you, what do you call a, people used to buy flour in a big wooden thing.
Barrel.
Okay. And there's a similar thing that's smaller that you can still buy nails in.
Keg.
Okay. If you want a drink of water, you'd probably go in the kitchen and turn on the
faucet.
Okay. Would you call it anything different if it's out in the backyard where you hook up the hose?
No.
Okay. Would you call it, what do you call it if it's a thing that firemen hook up a hose to when they're going to help put out fire?
Oh, hydrant.
Okay. Would you ever use that word for anything else?
Yeah.
What?
That's probably what I'd use for the term outside, the outside faucet, hydrant.
Okay.
I didn't think of it though.
Okay. Sometimes on like a 10-gallon water can or something like that, there's a little push button gizmo, you know, and then the water holds your glass under, mm-hmm. and the water comes out. What do you call that little push button thing? Yeah.
I never call it anything. I don't know the term.
Okay. What about like on a beer keg? Sometimes there's a little handle thing that you turn. What would you call that?
Spigot.
Okay. You might say, last night it was so cold that our water pipes
burst.
Okay. And you might say, I hope they won't. Again tonight, same word.
Burst.
Okay. Yeah. And they had three times before.
I'd probably say busted.
Okay. Okay. Would you use that in the sentence? They had
busted three times before.
Okay. Before they burst, the water in them.
Froze.
Okay. Would you use that in sentence for me?
The water freezes in the pipes before they burst.
Okay. And last night the water
froze.
Okay. And four times before the water had
frozen.
Okay. Used to be when people buy molasses and they could buy it in fairly large quantities. It came in a kind of container. Do you have a name for that container?
No.
Okay. He had a salt box or something. Did he have a spout on it? You want to pour salt out in something smaller, you'd have to use a
funnel.
Okay. What would you call a thing that you use to urge horses to go faster if you're riding a buggy?
A whip.
Okay. If you bought fruit at the grocery store, the grocer would probably put them in a
sack.
Okay. What would that be made out of?
Paper.
Okay. Could it be made out of anything else?
No.
Okay. Okay, if it's made out of plastic, what would you call it?
What, if the sack was made out of plastic?
Yeah. Would you still call it a sack, or would you call it